In a central London courthouse, lawyers acting for former Bosnian leader Ayub Ganić tried and failed to get him released from prison. Judges adjourned his bail hearing until March 11th. Stephen Gentle is an attorney for Ganić.
The judges decided that they had insufficient information from the Serbian authorities to come to a view, and so therefore the matter has been adjourned until next Thursday to give the Serbian authorities a short amount of time to effectively make good their request.
Ganić, a Muslim, was a Bosnian leader as the war in the former Yugoslavia began. Serbia accuses him of taking part in a 1992 attack on a Yugoslav military convoy that killed at least 18 Serbian soldiers. Serbia calls it a massacre. Bosnia says the convoy was a legitimate military target. Judges at the International Criminal Tribunal in The Hague decided in 2003 that no war crime was committed. At the court, Ganić's children were visibly shaken by the ruling. His daughter, Amina, says Serbia is still fighting its wartime enemies and trying to rewrite history.
It is a desire to show a certain parity that doesn't exist and to blur the lines between aggressors and those who stood in defense of one country. They will not be successful in this.
Serbia's ambassador to London, Dejan Popović, denies any political motivation behind trying to get Ganić to stand trial in Serbia.
What I'm hoping for is that the justice should be done. I think that this is the most important message. All the war crimes should be prosecuted and the guilt should be individualized.
On the day of Ganić's arrest, former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic appeared at the Hague Tribunal. He has been charged with genocide and crimes against humanity in the ethnic cleansing of Muslims during the Balkan War. The timing of Ganić's arrest, his lawyer said, points to Serbia's motivation. Ganić's arrest in Britain recalls the 1999 detention of the former Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet, acting on Spain's request for extradition. After 11 months, Mr. Pinochet was allowed to return home for health reasons. Ganić's supporters hope this process will not take that long. Lawyers on both sides will present arguments next week in a case that has highlighted the different views of justice held by once warring rivals. Jennifer Glass for VOA News, London.